Hello everyone, my name is Father Alejandro Puello, and this is my reflection for the seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time. Last week, on the sixth Sunday, we began what we finished this week, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5. We began reading, and Jesus says, I have come to fulfill the law, not to abolish it. And as he exposes and dissects that, he ends essentially with these two sayings that he's going to address today that are that I think are a great reflection and a point of warning for us. He says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." We've all heard that. At some point, we may have even said it ourselves. Normally, in the context of justifying doing to someone not just the same kind of injury they did to us, but more, right? We use it to justify vengeance. The problem is that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth comes from a chapter in Israel's life where the Lord, through Moses, is trying to teach his people an important lesson. Just like parents try to teach children piecemeal big ideas, important ideas. So for example, how do you teach your child selflessness and charity? How do you teach your child how to love? You begin piecing for them rules and boundaries that allow them to little by little put together the actual virtue you are trying to build up in them. So for example, you begin maybe by saying, you should share with your brother. Now the letter of that law is you should share with your brother, but I'm fulfilling the law by sharing with my brother, but that doesn't mean I have to share with my cousin. Mom, dad, they only said share with my brother. I am obeying the law. I am obeying the rule. Fantastic. Except that the purpose of the rule isn't that, right? This is why we expand on it. This is why we add it to it. This is why we little by little open it up and add new things or subtract old things from it. Because the purpose is not the letter of the law, but the spirit of that law. What is it trying to actually teach me? But when we do not know its purpose, the purpose of the law, the purpose of a command, very quickly we end up corrupting it by taking it out of context and then using it to do precisely the opposite that it was trying to teach us. Than the thing it was trying to teach us. So for example, an eye for an eye, which is the Lord teaching the people of Israel the beginnings of self-restraint. He's trying to teach them justice, mercy, and forgiveness. But how do you start? You have to start where the injury happens. Someone hurt me. What do I do now? Well, you don't jump to forgiveness with someone who is not yet mature. And as a people, the people of Israel are at this point in Leviticus, they're just learning. They're learning how to be the people of God. They've been saved from Israel, but they're still figuring it out. And so, how do you start? You say, look, don't do to them more than they did to you. Let's start there. Let's set that boundary there. Let's set that rule there. Why? To buy you time, to buy you the space and opportunity to eventually teach them something far more important. Something that leads them to the heart of God and to become the people that God wants them to be and created them to be. The letter of the law is, well, okay, well, he broke my arm. I'm only going to break his arm. I'm not going to break his legs too. But that doesn't fulfill the spirit and purpose of the law. only the letter. So by the time that we get to Jesus, it's been a while. If we began with Moses at an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, an injury for an injury, don't go past that. Hopefully, in all those years, in all those experiences, in all that time, the people of Israel have matured enough that they can hear then what Jesus is saying. He's getting to the heart of it now. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. Very specific, right? Most people are right-handed. How do you strike someone on their right cheek? You have to backhand them. It's not so much about the physical injury as much as about the personal insult. And so what is Jesus saying? Look, we began at an eye for an eye. Don't do more to them than they did to you. But the purpose is to get you to this next step, to this next step in growing into the people of God. The next, where we began was that don't do more to them than they did to you. But it's leading to when they strike you and insult you, don't even just hold back from insulting them in the same manner. Don't do anything to them. Uh-oh. How much have we heard people use an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth? And sometimes that person is the one looking at us in the mirror in the morning to justify precisely the contrary. Not the beginnings of forgiveness and reconciliation, but the opposite, the cementing of enmity and destruction. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That's right. You did this to me. I'm going to do that to you. I'm going to do more. You made me hurt, I'm going to hurt you more. You hit me, I'm going to hit you harder. After all, it's right there in the Bible, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Except that that's not what it actually means. But our lack of understanding of the law makes us ignorant to its purpose and leads us astray. And the devil uses that. It's been said that a little bit of knowledge is more dangerous than ignorance, than full ignorance. This is one of those cases. We really believe we know. But all we know is just enough to twist it. Then Jesus continues. And this is the practical result of not only not knowing the law, not knowing the rule, not knowing the letter of the law, but not even not understanding its purpose, is that given enough time and given enough sin, what happens? It becomes even something worse. Jesus says, you have heard that it was said. Why does he say it this way? Because he's heard people say this. It's common enough. In fact, the way that he's quoting it seems to be at least as common as an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And we hear that all the time. And so, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Oh, no. Where is that in Scripture? When does God say that to his people? I'll give you a hint. Never. Not in the Old Testament, not in the Psalms, not in the prophets, not in the New Testament. Nowhere. But given enough ignorance and complacency about what is the law of the Lord, the law of love, eventually makes even ugly things sound like, to our ears, to our ignorant ears, sound like may have come from the Lord, when in fact they don't. So Jesus responds, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. So here's what I encourage you to do. We're sitting a few days from Lent. Ash Wednesday's coming up, and it's an opportunity to really think what you're going to do for your Lent. Here's my challenge to you. There's a lot that we believe. There's a lot that we profess. There's a lot in our faith that we have either taken for granted or think we understand. There's a lot that we do either automatically or simply decide not to do because we don't understand its purpose. And we don't understand what the spirit of the rule is. Or worse, we've allowed someone to sell us an out-of-context version of the teaching. I'll give you an example of this. How many of us have heard that it was said by someone, either on YouTube or a friend who's trying, very well-meaning, to be faithful, and they say, you should hold hands during their father, or you shouldn't hold hands during their father. They don't actually know the rule, but they will sure sell it to us like it is a rule. And because it sounds like one of the many rules that we have for many different things, and because we like not having to ask too many questions and really know much more, what happens? Is that anywhere in the rule? Either way? Nope, not at all. In any. And so, someone all of a sudden has, we've allowed someone to paint a version of the faith that's not the real faith. And we do this with other things too. So here's my challenge to us. This Lent, rather than sacrificing something for Lent, add something. Take everything that you think you know for sure about the faith, anything that you don't like, any rule, any teaching, any practice, and instead do this. Today, for this day in Lent, I'm going to ask, where does this teaching come from and what is it trying to teach me? How is God trying to use this? What is the church trying to do by teaching me this in this way? Where did it come from? Let me be more mature than the people of Israel. Let me be more mature than I was yesterday, where I was still thinking an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth was justification for vengeance and not the beginning of self-restraint. Take this Lent and ask the questions. Put the law of the church and the Lord in context. Ask, what is the purpose of it? What is it trying to teach me? Where does it come from? That I may know it well, and in knowing it well, that I may live it well. So that I too may be a child of my Heavenly Father. That is my challenge to us this weekend. God bless.